Let's get more reaction to all the news out of Washington this week, including President Trump's choice for acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Remember that? Leon Panetta was chief of staff for President Clinton, as well as both CIA director and Secretary of Defense for President Obama. Secretary Panetta, welcome back to Here and Now.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And first of all, just your reaction to President Trump's choice for what he's calling acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
Well, I'm not sure the title acting, that seems to be a little bit questionable in terms of whether or not he will be chief of staff. But nevertheless, I think Mick Mulvaney was probably plan B for chief of staff all along. And I suspect that that was probably someone they would turn to in the event others did not want to get the chief of staff's position.
There was talk that it could have even been Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. Do you think that was a real possibility, or what do you think would have happened if that had been the choice?
Well, that raises concerns because, I think part of the role of chief of staff, obviously, you need to have a relationship of trust with the president, but also you need to have the ability to say no to the president, to look him in the eye and tell him when he's doing something wrong. And if the new person is going to be an effective chief of staff, I think he's got to have the ability to say no to the president.
Do you think that John Kelly's tenure as White House chief of staff was a success? You praised him on this show and elsewhere after he was named.
I think John Kelly, will probably be remembered for kind of a mixed record. On the one hand, he obviously did put in place a strong chain of command and tried to implement strong discipline with the staff. But at the same time, his biggest difficulty was getting the president to accept that discipline. And also, when that relationship began to break down, it obviously impacted on his ability to really be an effective chief of staff.
The other big staff news out of the White House in the last few days is that Ryan Zinke, the Secretary of the Interior, is going to be leaving. He's been the subject of multiple investigations into possible ethics violations and potential conflicts of interest. He said vicious and politically motivated attacks against him have created an unfortunate distraction in fulfilling the agency's mission. What do you think of his tenure in the White House and his departure now?
Well, there's been a record in this administration of cabinet members who have had a very poor record when it comes to abiding by the ethics requirements of those jobs. I mean, we've lost a lot of secretaries. We lost a lot of people in the White House. And it undermines, obviously, the credibility of not just the president. I think it undermines the credibility of the entire administration when people like that are leaving under a cloud.
Well, and the White House is currently distracted by investigations into the president, into President Trump, his business associates, political advisors, the transition, the inauguration, the charity that he ran, his business organization. What do you make of where we are at this point when it comes to investigations into the president, the Mueller investigation, all of the things that have come out from Michael Cohen, who's been sentenced to a few years in prison?
Well, it means that Mick Mulvaney has his work cut out for him. If he's going to be an effective chief of staff, he's got to find a way to be able to isolate the investigatory side of the White House from the policy side of the White House.
Is that possible?
Well, I faced some of the same problems when I was chief of staff, and it was important to separate the investigations into a separate area handled by counsel and have it not interfere with what the president has to do as president. And if the White House is totally consumed by all of these investigations, then you can bet that it will undermine the ability of the president to do what he's supposed to do as president in dealing with the interests of the country.
Where do you come down on whether a sitting president can be indicted?
Well, yeah, obviously the Justice Department has issued, a memo with regards to the inability to indict a sitting president. I guess my view is if there is a case that can be made that could lead to a possible indictment, then I think there is a case to be made that raises questions with regards to the president's ability to serve in the office of the presidency. And I think our founding fathers were smart enough to provide other ways to get at a president if, in fact, he's broken the law.
Well, one of the ways is impeachment, but Democrats seem to be hesitant to go down that road.
Well, that's understandable at this point because we really don't know what the Mueller investigation shows. I think it's smart to basically hold your powder until you've had a chance to see what Bob Mueller has presented in his investigation. I think Bob Mueller is a professional. He's somebody who's done, I think, a very careful job at trying to find the truth here. I think his report will largely determine what will or will not happen with the President of the United States.
The Washington Post obtained a copy of a report on Russian interference in the election prepared for the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the report apparently details how the Russian government used social media to spread disinformation about U.S. politics going back as early as 2013, which overlaps with your tenure as Secretary of Defense, which ended in 2013. Was that on your radar back then, Russian social media interference?
Well, you know, at the intelligence agencies, particularly when I was director of the CIA, there was always concern about what the Russians would be trying to do with regards to the use of social media and also with regards to trying to undermine our stability. They are an adversary in the intelligence business. We knew very well that the Russians would do everything they could to try to undermine the stability of the United States, and that's something that I think has always been a blinking yellow light when it comes to the intelligence agency's relationship to Russia.
And was there something that could have been done to stop them from interfering?
Well, when you're dealing with social media, I'm always a believer that the best defense is a good offense. You've got to show them that you can basically interrupt their affairs as well using our capabilities. You've got to send them a clear signal that their ability to interfere with the United States is not a free ride. They're going to have to pay a price for that. And I'm a little concerned that, frankly, there wasn't enough of an offense to go after the Russians to make clear that they would have to pay a price for what they were doing.
As we speak to you right now, we're just a few days away from another possible government shutdown. The big battle is over whether the Congress will fund President Trump's border wall. The Democrats don't want to do that. The president doesn't want to budge. What do you think the Democrats should do right now?
Well, you know, all of this is a good reflection of the dysfunction in Washington. I mean, we've been going through this kind of song and dance for a number of years now, where there's a threat of a shutdown, and sometimes there is a shutdown over sometimes silly issues, over sometimes substantive issues. But the fact that it happens constantly is an indication that, frankly, both the Congress and the president are irresponsible in the way they're dealing with the budget issues confronting this country. I mean, one way or another, they've got to find a way to keep the government running. And they've got to be able to find some kind of compromise here in order to make that happen. If they take the attitude that they're basically going to say to hell with it, if the president wants to shut the government down, let him go ahead and do it. Frankly, I think both sides lose in that contest.
So you think that the Democrats should budge?
I think the Democrats and the Republican leadership need to sit down and determine what is the best approach here to trying to make sure that the government stays open. You know, they did cut a deal on the budget. They did agree as to how much should go to border security. The smartest thing to do would be to stick to the deal and hopefully get enough votes to override a president's veto.
That is Leon Panetta, former White House Chief of Staff, former CIA Director, Secretary of Defense, and a lot of other things as well. Thank you so much. As always, great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Jeremy.